Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jay Onico coming to you live from Babylon on my favorite website, Illuminati 2G and I2G Radio. What?
All right. Well, welcome everyone to a new edition of Illuminati 2G Radio. I am your host, D Nice. It is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. Still sounds crazy to say that, but 2018 is upon us, and we have a special, special show for you tonight. But first and foremost, the site, www.illuminati2g.com or illuminati2g.net. You can also hit us up on Facebook at Illuminati2G, also on Twitter at Illuminati2G, and as well on Instagram, I2G Hip Hop. Actually, for Facebook, that is at I2G Hip Hop as well. For those people that have been following the site over the years, we always do our end of the year hip hop awards. This is our 18th hip hop awards that we've been doing. The site, good Lord's willing, the 31st of July will be up 18 years. And it's been a fast 18 years, lots of memories. But we always would do end of the year. And one year we did two awards. It was myself and staff writer Justin Milo that did it. We both did it the same year, so that's why it's 18 instead of 17. We always do our Illuminati 2G Hip Hop Awards, and this time I wanted to put a little bit of music with the actual awards. You can actually check out the awards in the editorial section on the website, but I'm going to play tracks and reveal the winners here on the podcast. It kind of gives you more of a listening idea of the award show as opposed to just reading about it. So we're going to get right into it. Artist of the Year, East Coast Album of the Year is Odyssey, a album entitled Iceberg. Incredible, incredible album. The growth of Odyssey over the years never ceases to amaze me. He's once again produced an amazing, amazing album with very different beats and unparalleled lyrics and flow. He's really at the top of his game right now. The content is always has meaning, and it's a very impactful record. I've told many people about this album as soon as it dropped in 2017. It's just an incredible, incredible album. I've been following him pretty much since he first came out. Any new material, new videos, all you have to do is do a search on I2G, and you'll find a lot of Odyssey records. So right now what I'm going to play from that album is one of my favorite tracks entitled You Grew Up, and then we'll come back, and then we will play, we'll tell you who the album of the year is from the Dirty South as well. But right now we're going to get into new music, music from 2017, Odyssey, You Grew Up, D-Nice, I2G Radio.
Take it back to my childhood. Six Flags still called Wildwood, where I heard every race is a neighbor, and we was working class trying to make it out of our hood. My best friend back then was a white kid. We was tight, he liked the same things I did. Despite us being different colors, man, we was tight as embers, and we called each other brothers while I was trying to keep my nights clean. He was trying to scuff his chucks up. He was grunge, I was fresh, we were young, and we cussed on the rap, trying to sneak up in the punk club. But things changed when his pops got laid off. He blamed my father for the loss of his job. He said immigrants rob citizens of job, and I better never set foot again in his job. As we became adults in a cold, cold America, he got himself a job as an officer of law. My thoughts got blacker and his views got cracker. There was no way back to the roots at heart. Many years apart, I recognized him in the news. He shot a black man that was sitting in his car. Then the same part where we used to shoot hoops, and all I could blame is the car.
You grew up.
Yeah, that you. Understand the one thing that y'all have become, and somebody took advantage of these damages as a kid. I knew a guy who spoke to a professor. Proof in the flesh that the law was a blesser. Grew up in a Midwestern town where there weren't many brown people, he could see reflection. Got picked on in school during lectures. Graduated hating everybody in his class. Picked on cause he prayed bye to the east, and he didn't need to meet to the law that was bad. One day a man approached him in a mosque. Changed his life when he asked him a question. Do you ever feel your life was a loss? And what if I could teach you that life was a weapon? Attracted strong to the feeling of acceptance. He was soon gone with delusions of a cause. People of the present had faces of the past. Make it easier to bless him if you feel they did it wrong. You can raise a child in a house full of love. Can't keep him safe in a world full of hate. So he blew up. Only mistake that could hold on the blame.
You blew up. Now you need change.
D9 ITG Radio. That was music from Odyssey, You Grew Up. That was off of his classic, personal classic to me, LP, The Iceberg, that dropped in 2017, and that was our winner for the 2017 East Coast Album of the Year. We also do honorable mentions of albums that I also was feeling from 2017 from the East Coast. Rhapsody's new album was dope, 444 from Jay-Z. Logic dropped an album this year as well. The Lox, ASAP Ferg, that Slain and Terminology anti-hero album is really, really dope. ASAP Mob, Jadakiss and Fabulous also dropped a mixtape this year as well. Freddie vs. Jason, that was really good. Joey Badass album was great as well. And so was Kool G Rap, Return of the Dawn. That was a great album. All right, now we're going to focus into the South. South album of the year, in my opinion, was the new one from Scarface. Actually, it was a mixture of quite a bit of unreleased and also a little bit of tracks from his Deeply Rooted album. It was entitled Deeply Rooted, The Lost Files. And even with unreleased material from that album from 2015, which so happened to be the I2G Hip Hop Album of the Year for 2015, Scarface continues to show why he's one of the all-time greats. Tremendous storytelling, dope beats, and just sheer brilliance from Mr. Brad Jordan. He's definitely in my top five, dead or alive. Honorable mention, other albums that dropped, new Big Crit, the double album, Jeezy, Lil Bootsy, Zero, Ace Hood dropped the album this year as well, Slim Thug, Yellow Wolf, Gunplay, Yo Gotti, Shy High the Prince. That was a very close one. It was kind of a tie almost. I almost made it with that, but I was feeling the Scarface album a little bit more. Future dropped projects as well. Gucci Mane was very active in 2017, and also like that new 2 Chainz as well. Right now, we're going to get into a track off of Deeply Rooted, The Lost Files. We're going to play Same Old Same from it. That was an unreleased track from the Deep Rooted Lost Files album. Now, next week, or actually this coming Saturday, we will also have an upcoming podcast. If you want to submit any tracks for that, i2gradio@gmail.com. That's the letter I, the number 2, the letter G, radio@gmail.com. Forward over all your submissions. We'll definitely review those, get back to you, let you know if it makes it onto the podcast for this week. And also on Saturday, we'll be going back to our 30 minutes hip-hop, 30 minutes all other genres as well with our R&B rhythm site. But this show today is just strictly hip-hop, and we dedicate it to the I2G Hip Hop Awards that are currently on the site, illuminati2g.com or illuminati2g.net. We're going to get into Scarface, Same Old Same, from Deeply Rooted to Lost Files, the United I2G Radio.
Like the world stopped spinning. Niggas in the game not winning. Not much of a pride to keep your eyes on. It's money to be made, so we grind on. Gunshots up the block heard. A young cat must have got served. A hard head made a soft ass. You talk that shit, you better walk fast. Street life till the death of me. The game so cold, it need a referee. Nowadays, you can talk to him. Back then, they put chalk to him. I'm sorry, Mr. Officer, but I can't understand what you're saying. You talking that fuck. I'ma leave with the same rules I came with. And only real cats can say the same
just
shit.
Please go backwards. You know what I'm saying.
Take your ass home, nigga, fuck y'all. You got guns, we got guns too. We be quick to show you what them guns do. If you ain't from here, don't come here. You already know how it's done here. No new friends, no old moves. Game, I was fed by the old dudes. So why you abide by them old rules? Don't talk about no money, I don't owe you. I don't know you, you ain't day one. You imaginary hustling, you fake son. Break one, they catch two. You bag me, they wet you. It's simple, ain't no need to complicate that. I separate the real from the fake cats. My nigga face facts, I bust bang. I'm from the H, so it's a must, I let my nuts hang. I leave with them same rules I came with. And all the real dudes say the same
just
shit.
Please go backwards. You know what I'm saying.
Friend to make you kill that bitch. You know we started at the same spot. We was getting money, then it came out. Was trying to put me in a cross though. Five came back, but he lost four. He said I did it like that. That was a brag, let me hit you right back. Got niggas plotting on me like I'm fucked up. Talking reckless, ain't gonna draw my nuts up. What's up, you niggas got me all wrong. I've been a solid dude all along. So hard looks don't scare me. If you wanna start a war, come near me. Itchy trigger finger since my childhood. In any situation, I'm good. I'm hood, I fear nothing. Just God, now here's something that you can go to the grave with. I come in here and leave with the same
just
shit.
Please go backwards. You know what I'm saying.
All right, we're back. United I2G Radio. That was Same Old Same from Scarface from his Deeply Rooted The Lost Files album, which won 2017 Dirty South Album of the Year. All right, we're now going to now focus in on the Midwest. And Midwest Album of the Year was Big Sean, I Decided. Definitely a dope album from the first cut to the last, and just very solid project. It's real and relatable, just on all levels, the lyrics, the production, the content. It was a really, really great album. I really, me personally, could not get too much into the new one that with him and Metro Boomin, but I really wasn't enjoyed this project. It came out early in the year, I think around February. So that's our Midwest album of the year. Honorable mention, Freddie Gibbs. Cash has dropped a few projects as well. Twista dropped a really dope EP earlier in the year. Royce the 5'9 had an incredible Bar Exam 4 album as well. So those were our honorable mentions as far as Midwest album of the year. From that album, I decided we're going to play Light. That's featuring Jeremiah from the project as well. Again, if you guys have any project, any shout outs, if you'd like to do ad space here on the podcast as well, i2gradio@gmail.com. The letter I, the number 2, the letter G, radio@gmail.com. Right now, we're going to play Big Sean Light from his album I Decided. 2017 Midwest Album of the Year, D-Nice, I2G Radio.
Trying to improvise. I'm not saying that shit for you to sympathize. Spent my whole life trying to find the light that's at the end of the tunnel. I should've realized it was inside. So lately I've been trying to get what's inside outside. So many people wanna see my insides outside. I'm from that city 4 hours east to south side, where everyone outside but don't fuck with no outside. It's going up with the ones I hold it down with. Whole city got my back on some photobomb shit. Whole city blowing up on some most of down shit. Before this I was the one hoes tried to go to prime with. You know, take the fame, take the crib, take our cars. Now we gotta take the train. Hood niggas taking chains. Slave master take our names. 5-0 take the shot and young souls take the blame, man. But they can't take away the light.
No matter how much they gon' shade
no.
You,
man, they can't fuck with the light. They can't fuck with the light. Hell no, the boy's that bright. Even if you take away my life, you can't take the light.
No matter how much they gon' shade you.
Got the whole city on fire. Boy, this the flow that got Steph Curry inspired. This the flow that got LeBron James finna rewire. This the flow that got my whole family finna retire. Flows on flows, I might drown in this bitch. Yay, found a pro, I guess I'm profound in this bitch. My dad from Louisiana, man, the smallest town. Where if they know you're brown, they might hold you down and even hold you down, man. Since I'm a son, I feel like I gotta stunt hard. I took the hand that they gave me and played the Donald Trump card. I realized counting money never feel as good as counting blessings. And the load of mine is more dangerous than a load of weapons. So when they take the fame, take the crib, take our cars, now we gotta take the train. And hood niggas taking chains. Slave master take our names. 5-0 take the shot and young souls take the blame. And that they can't take away the light.
No matter how much they gon' shade you,
man, they can't fuck with the light. They can't fuck with the light. Hell no, the boy's that bright. Even if you take away my life, you can't take the light.
No matter how much they gon' shade you, don't let them take away your soul. No, no.
D-Nice I2G Radio, our 18th annual I2G Hip Hop Awards continues. That was Big Sean with Light off of his Midwest album of the year. As we picked it here on the site, I decided. Next, we're going to get into my coast, the left coast, the West Coast. And West Coast album of the year, maybe not surprised to many, is Kendrick Lamar, Damn. Start to finish, great, great album. Very progressive sound. Really wasn't expecting the sound that I got from this album, but after a few listens, definitely appreciated the dopeness of it. What I like about Kendrick, from Section 80 to Pimp a Butterfly to Good Kid, Mad City to this album as well, or any mixtapes over the years, Kendrick always evolves with his sound. No album sounds exactly the same as the last one. No single sounds exactly the same, and he's really getting almost like a Busta Rhymes, Missy Elliott type tip with his videos. Very, very innovative. So many great, great singles off of this. Loyalty, Humble, DNA, as well. But honorable mention, also West Coast albums that dropped. The new J-Unico, Thunder Eye, was a great project from 2017. Ben Staples, Big Fish Theory, one of my personal favorites, two of my personal favorites from this year. Probably it was a close second and third. I can't even really rank the two after Kendrick's, but that new MC8, Which Way Is West, amazing, amazing album and great production by Brink Sinatra and DJ Premier. And the new Snoop Dogg was incredible. Never Left, one of his. It's up there. I mean, he's got such a vast and large catalog, but that was a great, great album that Snoop dropped. Tyler, the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt, DJ Quick and Problem, Rosecrans LP. They dropped the EP the year before, but the LP was just as dope. MC8 was on that as well. Those were the projects that I was feeling that came from the West Coast. A lot of great, great music from all coasts this year, especially the East Coast and the West Coast. A lot of dope projects that came out. From that album, Damn, we're going to play my favorite from the project, that and Loyalty, this one as well, entitled Duckworth. Tremendous, tremendous storytelling. And once again, that shows just the growth of Kendrick Lamar. Just an incredible, incredible song. So we're going to play that right now. Kendrick Lamar, Duckworth, from the West Coast album of the year, Damn, Be Nice, I2G Radio.
It was always me versus the world, until I found it's me versus me.
Just remember, what happens on earth stays on earth. We're gonna put it in reverse.
Darling, I told you many times, and now I'm telling you once again, just to remind you, sweetheart, that my...
Oh, Lamar, Hail Mary, your marijuana times is hard. Pray with the hooligan, shadows all in the dark. Fellowship with demons and relatives, I'm a star. Life is one funny motherfucker. A true comedian, you gotta love him, you gotta trust him. I might be bugging, infomercials and no sleep. Introverted by my thoughts, children listen, it gets deep. You once upon a time inside the Nicholson Garden Projects. The object was the process and digest poverty's dialect. Adaptation inevitable, gun violence cracked by federal policies. Raid builders and drug professionals. Anthony was the oldest of seven, well respected, calm and collected. Laughing and joking made life easier. Hard times, mom on crack. A 4-year-old telling his nanny he needed her. His family history, pimping and banking. He was meant to be dangerous. Clacked him a grip and start slanking. 15, stepping up his jeans with quarter pieces. Even got some hair from a smoker last weekend. Dodger policeman working for his dick on me. Small time hustler graduated to a brick on him. $10,000 out of a project housing. That's on the daily. Seen his first meal, 20 years old. Had a couple of babies. Had a couple of shooters. Caught a murder case. Fingerprints on the gun, they're assuming, but witnesses couldn't prove it. That was back when he jumped his back and they killed his cousin. He beat the case and went back to hustling. Bird shuffling, Anthony rang. The first in the projects with the two-tone Mustang. That 5.0 thing. They say 5-0 came. Circling parking lots and parking spots and hopping out while harassing the corner blocks. Crooked cops told Anthony he should kick it. He brushed him off and walked back to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. The other chicken spot that was a light-skinned nigga that talked a lot with a curly top and a gap in his teeth. He worked the window, his name was Dutch. He came from the streets, the Robert Taylor home, Southside Project, Chirac, the Terra Dome. Drove to California with a woman on him and $500. They had a son hoping that he see college, hustling on the side with a 9-to-5 to freak it. Cadillac severely ride his son around a weekend. Three-piece special with his name on his shirt pocket. Cross the street from the projects, Anthony Plant the Robin. Stuck up the place before back in 84. That's when affiliation was really 8 years of war. So many relatives telling us, selling us, devilish work, scaling us, crime, intelligence, felonious, prevalent proposition with nines. Ducky was well aware, they robbed the manager and shot a customer last year. He figured he'd get on these niggas' good sides. Free chicken, every time Anthony posted in line. Two extra biscuits, Anthony liked them and then let them slide. They didn't kill him, in fact it looked like they're the last to survive. Pay attention, that one decision changed both of their lives. One curse at a time, reverse and manifest the good karma and I tell you why. You take two strangers and put them in random predicaments. Give them a soul so they can make their own choices and live with it. 20 years later, them same strangers you make them meet again. Inside recording studios where they reaping their benefits. Then you start reminding them about that chicken incident. Whoever thought the greatest rapper would be from coincidence? Because if Anthony killed Ducky, Top Dog could be serving life while I grow up without a father and die in a gunfight.
Los fools que me hacen dar para tu boca, los que han de ver si te
So I was taking a walk the other day.
All right, D-Nice I2G Radio, our 18th annual I2G Hip Hop Awards continues. Again, any tracks, any submissions, any shout outs, anything that you want here on the podcast, i2gradio@gmail.com. The letter I, the number 2, the letter G, radio@gmail.com. We are here Tuesdays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so definitely check us out. We're going to continue with the awards as well. That pretty much covers the coast and the different albums that came out. As you well know, you checked out our I2G Hip Hop Awards. We also have other categories. So Best Comeback Album of the Year was Kool G Rap, Return of the Dawn, an incredible, incredible project, great production. Always good to hear G-Rap. He's one of the, to me, the founding fathers of cadence and flow. When you hear Nas, Mobb Deep, Big Pun, a lot of these artists that big name, prominent artists from the East Coast, a lot of their style, a lot of the flow, a lot of that comes from Kool G Rap. Best Indie Album, Odyssey, The Iceberg. That was an incredible, incredible project. Again, that was the 2017 I2G Hip Hop East Coast Album of the Year. Most Slept On Album to me was that new MC8, Which Way Is West. Incredible, incredible project. I mean, the production on it was amazing. Great guest appearances. Exhibit was on it. Lady of Rage, Corrupt. You had Big Mike from the Rap-A-Lot days. Premier was doing the beats. Brink Sinatra. I mean, it was just that old school Compton's Most Wanted and that timeless, timeless flow that MCA has. And, you know, just with an updated, fresh production to it. It was an incredible project. Best Mixtape, Royce 5'9", Bar Exam 4 was just amazing. So many quotables on that mixtape. Definitely looking forward in 2018 what Royce 5'9 has to offer. And I'm holding out for a Slaughterhouse project to drop 2018. We'll see what happens. Best New Artist. How can you deny Cardi B? She has an incredible, incredible year. But I also was really big on T Grizzly. He dropped a lot of dope singles and a lot of dope projects this year. I really like his grind and everything that he was doing this year as well. Most entertaining beef, and I put quotations on beef, is Nicki Minaj versus Remy Ma. Remy decided to drop the Sheether diss track towards Nicki Minaj earlier in the year. Nicki had probably about 3 or 4 projects kind of took a different angle and approach to the beef and was kind of, not kind of, but was beefing, was dissing Remy on a lot of like mainstream tracks on guest appearances on other people's albums. So it was a very entertaining beat. One side was very subliminal, one was very direct. Definitely the most entertaining beef of 2017. Best guest appearance, Bun B on Anti-Hero, on the Slain and Terminology Anti-Hero album. Incredible project. That was that single had Everlast on it. Slain, Terminology, and Bun B, they all killed it. DJ Premier did the beat. Definitely urge everybody to check out that track. Best rap quotable and diss song, Remy Ma Sheether. Pretty much self-explanatory. I mean, Remy went in and you know the rest. So best lyricist 2017, I would say Shy High the Prince. His new album was very dope. Like I said, very close to winning South Album of the Year, but we went with Scarface, Deeply Rude, The Lost Files. Biggest disappointment, a new Eminem album, Revival. Really couldn't get into it. It was very just choppy. The production was kind of hit or miss. There were a few tracks that kind of went framed. I love that, but Fred Reck did the beat for that, and M really went in kind of more of that Slim Shady flow. But I just really wasn't feeling the album. It was just very hit or miss, and I don't know if it's like the lack of Dr. Dre or what was going on with that project, but I just really could not get into that project, and the numbers kind of show up for that album as well. I mean, it did premiere number one on Billboard, but not the monster Eminem numbers that we're looking for. And drumroll, please, album of the year, Any Coast that dropped 2017, the new Odyssey record, The Iceberg. I mean, there's really not enough words to describe how dope this project was. I think it's his best album to date, and I think he's still growing and evolving, not only as a producer, but as an MC as well. I think he's definitely going to be a name you're going to be hearing about into 2018, 2019. I just think his buzz and his growth as artist is just going to continue to grow. I also had Odyssey as producer of the year. The production that he had was absolutely amazing. Group of the year, I had Wu-Tang for the Saga Continues project that dropped. That was an incredible, kind of more of a compilation as an official album, but it was a great, great album. Label of the year, Roc Nation. Roc Nation seemed to be dropping projects left and right in 2017 from different artists, from Jim Jones to Big Sean. They just had a lot. They were very, very active 2017 and a lot of really dope projects. Also, check out that new EP from No Reason from The Lox. That was also dope as well. It dropped this year. Going back to Wu-Tang, compilation of the year, Wu-Tang Saga Continues, incredible production by Mathematics. Method Man went dumb on that entire album. So many quotables from him, and he really sound revived and re-energized on Saga Continues, so it was great. And song of the year, we actually just played it, Kendrick Lamar, Duckworth, pretty much self-explanatory. It's storytelling at its finest. It even kind of has a cliffhanger at the end if you really pay attention to it lyrically. Overall, through the year, I thought 2017 had some really amazing albums, very thought-provoking rap. It seems to be coming back to the forefront as well. Region-wise, I love what came from the East Coast this year. For a while there, I kind of felt like the East Coast was going through an identity crisis. It was sounding a lot like Southern or Atlanta rap. It was a nice blend and mixture of kind of mainstream sounding albums like Cardi B, you know, just doesn't sound like anything fresher, a lot of these artists from New York. And then you also had like your Cool G raps, you had your Jay-Z. Even Jay-Z's album 444 sounded like nothing he'd ever dropped before, but a lot of dope projects from the East Coast this year. Top Dog on the Top Dog Entertainment on the West Coast continues to kill it with Kendrick Lamar, and SZA dropped her album Control. That was really dope this year. As far as the South, they had a lot of great albums. Scarface's Deeply Rooted, The Lost Files was amazing. Shy High the Prince, Big Crit, also another very diverse double album that dropped this year from Big Crit. Midwest as well, Big Sean had I Decided, again, I'm very close to winning Album of the Year 2017, Any Coast for me. It was just from start to finish, it was just a great, great project, and I think it's his best album to date so far. Again, West Coast, you had Vince Staples, Big Fish Theory, which was really dope. And again, I can't stress it enough, that new MC8, Which Way Is West, you guys have to check that album out. The Reunion, Compton's Most Wanted track, Last One's Left, that's one of the dopest projects there, and dopest songs off of the album, just really slept on from a lot of people, and I was surprised. As far as the site itself, again, a banner year for us. We had over 170 interviews posted. We posted over 100 interviews consistently and steadily, 100 interviews or more for 9 straight years here on the website. Cardi B highlights from this year. Cardi B, we did a Cardi B interview. Faith Evans, that was a great interview. I got to interview some of my West Coast idols, and DJ Quick and MC8, definitely long overdue, and was, you know, excited and ecstatic to do it. And my vote, this is kind of a new category that I have for my favorite interview of 2017, was with Rick Clifford. He's a legendary engineer, mix and master, All Eyes on Me, Dog Food, a lot of projects with Death Row, worked with a lot of artists from Motown as well, worked with Michael Jackson. It was an incredible, incredible interview that we did. But again, major thanks to Jay Unico, who works on site with us, Adam Murphy, Tanner Gwynn as well. Appreciate Barry Quigley. There's so many people that help out. Vada as well. You know, big shout out to everyone that helps out with the site. I do a big chunk of it by myself, but without people's help, you know, I really appreciate it and don't know where the site would be. Definitely going into 2018, got a lot more in store. We're going to continue to do this podcast. We're going to try and do it twice a week. Definitely want to open it up as more people check it out, to have, you know, open forums or kind of have Q&A, do contests as well, do giveaways. We're also going to, looks like probably the end of this month or beginning of next month, we'll get back into our Sanctuary mixtape compilation series. If you guys want to submit any tracks for that, i2gradio@gmail.com. Letter I, number 2, letter G, radio@gmail.com. And I appreciate anyone that's checked out the site, all of the encouragement, anything over the years in 2000, from our inception in year 2000, going into 2018. I can't say it enough. Thank you for all the support and anything that anyone has submitted to the site or encouraging words. I can't say it enough. Thank you. I'm going to keep doing this as long as you guys continue to support. And 2017, again, another banner year. We have a lot in store in 2018. Keep it locked here on Illuminati 2G. Illuminati2G.com, Illuminati2G.net. Check us out on Twitter, at Illuminati2G, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, at I2G Hip Hop. I hope you guys enjoyed and liked the awards. You can also go on the website if you prefer to read the awards as well. We want to do it kind of in a podcast format. And once again, congrats to Odyssey for Album of the Year with Iceberg. To close out the show, we are going to have our 2017 wrap-up, which is done yearly. It was first started off by Skills, but Uncle Murder has started to do this probably the last 4 or 5 years, might be longer than that. He dropped a 9-minute 2017 wrap-up, basically wraps up, gives highlights of what happened in 2017 in a wrap. It's 9 minutes long, but we're going to close out the show with that again. We'll be back on Saturday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going back to our original format, which will be 30 minutes hip-hop and 30 minutes R&B, reggae, rock alternative, all other genres. Be sure to check out rnbrhythms.info for all things that are not hip-hop. And we will definitely try and get an awards here maybe by the end of the month for 2017 for best R&B albums, reggae, rock alternative. But to close out the show, once again, Uncle Murda, 2017 wrap-up. Again, hope everyone has a good night and a good week, and we'll see you guys on Saturday. Be nice, ITG Radio.
Oh, it's that time of year again.
to wrap up. And yo, nobody wanna hear Man Skill shit. Don't come outside, my new mixtape out right now. GMGATM is the unit. Lenny Grant. Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
What?
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
What?
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
What?
Crazy, crazy, shit. Nicki and Meek dead, Nas, Nas and Nicki.
Whoa.
I'm just happy us ain't get that herpes and chili.
She love
me. Got a 2-4 for popping the willy. Shit crazy, even Drake said free Meek Millie.
Free Meek.
Free Meek, Safari don't feel bad for him. Meek and him almost beat his ass, he was too fast for him. Kaepernick spoke to Meek Mill, that's dope. Tell Nicki Minaj, brother, don't drop the soap.
Damn.
Remy got a Nicki ass like what you got in them jeans. Remy won, but for now, Nicki's still a queen.
Whoa.
Cardi B on the hills, though, I know Nick feeling it. 3 records on the billboard, Cardi B killing it.
She lit.
You ain't gotta say it, Nicki, I know. You been doing that. Cardi got a long way to go.
Okay, Nicki.
It was dope seeing Remy and Kim link.
It was.
Hey, yo, K. Michelle, your pussy still stink. Jay-Z confessed to cheating on Beyonce. And he finally threw some shots back at Kanye.
Back.
Jay know Kanye ain't about that balance. For my nigga Prodigy, let's have a moment of silence. Queen, stand up. These sluts are still winning, man. Salute to these hoes. 21 Savage wiped up Amber Rose.
What?
Playboy Cardi wiped up Black China. She had hundreds of niggas in the Nile vagina. Kevin Hart cheated and the shit got recorded. Apologized on Instagram cause he was getting extorted.
Right.
I was mad Soulja Boy and Chris Brown didn't fight. Migos and Joe Buttons almost got into a fight. Do it look like I was left off Bad and Bougie? Yeah, it was Offset, Quavo, and Lil
you
Uzi.
Was.
Niggas tried to hit Young Dolph with 100 shots. He was in the bulletproof truck like that's all y'all got?
That's it.
He was laughing watching bullets bounce off the glass. Second time around, no, them niggas shot his ass. Niggas get shot every day. That nigga tough, that's my nigga. He gon' call me like, yo, you play too much.
He good.
Hey, Boogie and them stomped out Lil B. I was mad they have Tim's on like M.O.B.
Oh, I hate Lil B.
Y'all know what happened. Y'all still want me to talk about it.
What?
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
What?
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy,
crazy, shit crazy.
Right.
Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
What?
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
What?
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. Crazy, crazy, shit. Bobby V, you like trannies, no need to front about it. You ain't come out the closet yet, but got caught coming at it. You and Young Jock been gay for mad long. You probably paid for that dress that he had on. Tyrese broke, I ain't got no paper. Nigga tried to borrow $5 million from Will and Jada.
No.
Cried on the gram when he ain't get to see his tail. R. Kelly kidnapping girls, he's still a pedophile. You R&B niggas is ill. Usher got an STD you can't cure with a pill.
You nasty.
This is so disrespectful, ain't it? Your husband cheating, that's why you fainted.
Damn.
You in that bikini, Wendy, that's why he doing that. Your body look like, where the fuck is your booty at? OJ home, he ain't black, I don't give a fuck. Free my nigga Brown, Rod Diggs, free Tut. White people, look at all the shit they be doing. Rest in peace to all them victims in that Las Vegas shooting. Little white kid got 6 months for rape, but me got a 2-4 non-violent case. This other white kid had us all feeling bad. Then them pictures came out with them Confederate flags. Oh, now we understand fully. You was calling kids nigga, that's why you was getting bullied.
Good for you.
Donald Trump still spreading that hatred. Man, Harvey Weinstein looked like a rapist. I believe all them girls that made a statement. Damn, Russell Simmons faced the rape allegations.
Damn, Russell.
Please, Russell, tell me it's nonsense and you ain't been doing yoga to clear your guilty conscience. Nelly caught a rape charge, case got dropped. Prosecution and the judge ain't believe that thought.
Me neither.
Half of Hollywood got caught up in that rape shit. Lonzo Ball can't ball, he ain't shit.
He a bum.
Like his father, I'm just being real with him. I know Nike happy they ain't do that deal with him. Wanna sell sneakers, Lonzo, get the stats up. You had a lot of hype, but your numbers don't match
it
up.
Don't.
The ring got a ring, but that shit don't count. He was riding the wave, that's Steph Curry house. Westbrook won the MVP like hello. Now he getting some help from Paul George and Melo. Kyrie left LeBron James in Cleveland. He wanted to be the man, that was his reason for leaving. 48 Laws of Power, first chapter. Kyrie, never try to outshine the master.
Stupid.
Phil Jackson got fired. Kobe got both his jerseys retired.
Congrats.
Lamar Odom still having the hard life.
Crackhead.
Derek Fisher still fucking Matt Barnes' wife.
He's fat.
The NFL, a new KKK click. Look how them owners done blackballed Kaepernick.
Buckle.
Tell Martin Luther Puff got a dream. Them crackers ain't letting Puff buy no football team.
They not.
They ain't even letting Kaepernick be a backup. They know you a good businessman, but you black, Buff. I'm sounding like Stephen A. Smith, y'all check me out. Mayweather took too long to knock McGregor out.
He did.
Think Floyd give a fuck about that, no? He got 300 million and he's 50 and
oh. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
Whoa.
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
Whoa.
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy,
crazy shit. The kid with all the X's in his name got knocked out. On stage, I took one STD away from getting AIDS.
Nasty.
My mouth reckless. Khloe and Kim K 7 get pregnant.
Damn.
Kylie Jenner having Travis Scott baby.
Whoa.
I know that boy Tiger feeling crazy.
He
been so irrelevant since the breakup. It was good seeing Kim Ron and Jim Jones make up. Mace vs. Kim, Harlem, how you like that? Niggas was just hyped to see Mace finally fight back. The Oracle was cool, but it wasn't no ether. Mace going to hell for acting like he a preacher. The Tupac movie was whack, ex Kevin Hart. Mano shooting Tupac up was my favorite part.
Brooklyn.
Stars gave 50 or 100 mil. He put me in the Bruce Willis movie, shit getting real.
The Unit.
Lil Bow Wow be doing the most. That nigga wasn't on the jet, he was on JetBlue and Coast.
Clown.
Tell Mother Nature to suck a dick. She got hurricanes out here fucking up shit.
Fuck her.
Houston, Puerto Rico, we with y'all. Trump showed the whole country he ain't shit, y'all. Traded troopers out in Houston with the people. Trump tossed the paper towels like he's shooting the free throw in Puerto Rico. America, we gotta do better. I wish we could kill Trump and bring back Hugh Hefner.
I'm just saying.
Donald Trump was a crazy cracker. Flexes on the gram arguing with a dead rapper.
Crazy.
He was telling Tupac that he lied. It got real emotional. Funk Flex even cried.
That's not funny.
I ain't gonna talk about the sink situation. Me and his wife already had that conversation.
Period.
I'm still the most underrated rapper. I came up with Bitcoin, so that shit don't matter.
Crypto.
I'm in the crib like, what else I'ma write about? Oh yeah, I'm a roaster, got kicked out the White House. Terrorists been popping up in New York lately. Nigga blew himself up by mistake, shit crazy. Janet Jackson turned 50, had her first baby. Khaled all over Instagram with his first baby. Beyonce had twins with Sean Carter. Serena Williams had a baby, I think Drake is the father.
He is.
I had a baby, can't wait till I see him walk. Pharrell had triplets, enough of that baby talk. Back to that street shit. Niggas don't feel me, Jack Stone got locked up and pleaded guilty.
Damn.
Why you ain't help him? I ain't come with that nigga. We ain't cool like that, but it's free tax, nigga. We don't wish jail on niggas, free tax, nigga.
Free tax.
Rest in peace, Comeback Jack, nigga.
Woo.
Tell Mad Skills, niggas is through with him. I ain't really want Ghost and Kanan getting cool again. Tyreek kill Ray Ray on power. Tommy fucking Lala, we saw cities on power.
Whoa, whoa.
Gucci got married, Cardi B got engaged. Young Buck choked some nigga out backstage.
Cashville.
Post Malone wanna be black. He getting rap money, but he trying to downplay rap.
I'm a smacker.
Paul Rosenberg called him out on that. I hope G-Eazy don't do nothing stupid like that.
He better not.
Where my bitches at, that bad and boozy. Chris Brown and Quavo almost fought over Carucci.
She mixed it.
Joe Buns left everyday struggle. That contract they gave you basically said fuck you. Tekashi 6ix9ine came out of nowhere. He lit. He from Brooklyn and he got rainbow hair. Lou got cash, got a deal. New York shit, Aces got closed down, but love still lit. Mariah Carey broke up with that billionaire. She kept that $10 million ring, she ain't playing fair. I'm off this, enough was said. I'll be back throwing niggas under the bus next year. Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
What?
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
What?
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy,
crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy.
Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
What?
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
What?
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy. Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
What?
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
What?
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy, shit crazy.
Crazy.
Y'all know what happened, y'all still want me to talk about it.
Whoa.
I ain't cool with these niggas, so I'ma talk about it.
Whoa.